When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Quick segment before we get to the 5 o'clock hour. J Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School. The question is, does Kurt Ferentz, obviously, if you haven't heard in the last segment, one game suspension, in reference to the recruitment of Cade McNamara, who is now their starting quarterback, healthy through spring and rehab from last year's unfortunate injury, which followed up the season-ending injury in the when he was a Michigan Wolverine. But the little snippets that you see him in practice does not look very good. The word out of camp is he has not found his rhythm to when he was a starting quarterback for Michigan, which seems like a decade ago. So for a coach that, you know, by his own words, in 26 years, I think, being a head coach, has never had an NCAA violation or a hiccup like this.
Which, can we pump the brakes on that?
Oh, because I was just about to talk that.
Because Caden
right
Proctor?
Ahead. Yeah. First of all, Caden Proctor is not what I was thinking about, Austin. I was talking about the weight coach. That's more importantly. Okay. That's probably at the forefront than Caden Proctor coming there and get a, you know, a homeboy hookup and leaving. And he dropped the dime.
And Kirk didn't know about that? Okay.
No, he's got a team.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Does he have a little bit of buyer's remorse, considering that up to date, McNamara hasn't panned out?
No, I think that's a hill he's willing. It's so.
It's just part of the deal.
Yeah, it's so one of him. Like, McNamara's one. Like, he would have. I would almost bet McNamara is more his favorite than his son. Just.
He does have that perfect hair. Right? Like his son. He does look like a. Yeah. Like a Kurt Ferentz, yeah, like a little cousin.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, we okay. He mind, he'll hold, you know, he'll hold him close to his bosom, and it's okay, McNamara. It's okay. Don't pay no attention to those mean people. So, yeah, I think he's aware. One, Ferentz is in control of everything.
Yeah.
Right? And so to say that he didn't know or doesn't know.
Well, I think he just said he knows. So he just don't want to tell you what he knows.
Well,
I like that, though. That he can hold water, boy. Well, that's who you want to rob a bank with.
Like, have we fully accepted the level of OG gangster Kirk Ferentz really is?
Oh, yeah.
Like, have we acknowledged that he managed in the middle of the country to plant roots and then plant a flag in the most gangster, untouchable, Teflon sort of way? Because I was not an easy place to do it in this day and age.
Yeah, and the thing is that you got to give him a lot of respect. He's recruited very well. He's developed really well. And he must be doing something as a head coach that they don't get a lot of turnover. Like, guys like the guys like coaching for him and with him. I've visited. I went to Iowa on a visit. It's a better campus than people give it credit for. But for him, you know, earlier in his career, when he was having some moderate success, he was always up for the, you know, NFL jobs, and, you know, because he came from Jacksonville and he's been up for a Jacksonville job. But he's done an outstanding job. I mean, he's easily the best coach ever in Iowa, and he's one of the best coaches in the Big Ten, or the modern Big Ten, or previous Big Ten, I should say.
And it still does. Still say we don't like him. We don't like him and don't like them.
There's nothing really not to like about it. He's just annoying. And here's why he's annoying. Because if I was an opposing coach and he looks over and he has that Robert De Niro smirk on his face, like when he mocked Frost with the clapping and stuff, like, what are we playing golf? And he's a pretty big dude. So he's a dude that you'd like to Jim Harbaugh slap him on the back. There's nothing really. You got to respect him.
You can respect him.
I don't like some of the stuff he does. I don't like I'm telling you.
And said it to his face.
Sitting down and talking to him at the Big Ten.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it changed my perspective on him. I don't know if I'd send my son there, but I definitely.
You almost sent yourself there.
You won the coach.
No, he was smarter than that. He was smarter than that.
I would have went there if they gave me that Kansas State treatment, though. Kansas State gave me
There's always a way.
They had the Mr. T starter kit, but I was like, nah, I was too scared. Scared money didn't make any money, Austin. What do you think, Austin?
I think he coaches as long as he wants to.
I think they need him to, too.
I think so as well. I think if Iowa wins 9+ games each of the next 3 years, they can get maybe a better hire than we're expecting if they choose to go outside the family. I don't know if Beth Getz will do that necessarily. I still think LeVar Woods is probably the first option to take over. I think he jumps Wallace for all the reasons you mentioned before. But this is why I thought Wisconsin's move to go get Fickell was so fascinating. Because I think Wisconsin and getting Fickell tried to position itself better for the new era of the Big Ten in college football, whereas Iowa, with its moves and lack of moves, seems content to be itself forever.
Yeah, and you know, obviously with Paul Chryst, the big knock on him was he refused to recruit. And then also the academic issues of getting guys in, then also the assistant coaches pool, which Iowa doesn't have working against him. It will be interesting to see how long he coaches. He's got the energy for it. He's got the mind for it. And I would tell you, he's definitely, you know, got a way about him that no matter the talent that he has on his team, they're going to be 7, 8, 9, 10. They're a hard team to, you know, knock out, but
he can coach.
He can coach.
Still a jerk, but he can coach.
Yeah, I mean, I would say him and PJ Fleck.
He ain't gonna bother you.
But I would say this. Some coaches that I thought that would have sat down with us,
mm-hmm.
based on who we brought out there, stroll right past us.
Yeah,
in particular, Mel Tucker is highly disappointed. Mm-hmm.
Well,
in that,
Sean scared him.
That is true. I take that back. Yeah. That's on Vershawn.
Yeah.
And he did James Franklin. So those are the two I expected to sit. But I will tell you, I did not expect Kirk Ferentz to sit down. And he got off schedule and sat down. So for that alone, I'm going to show him some love. And
Texter, we know he's better. Like, we know he's successful. Doesn't mean that I have to like him. He's a winner, but he's also Iowa.
He's the head coach. You don't need to like him. You can respect him.
Yeah. You know, I'll still boo him, and I don't even boo. He might be the most booable coach in the Big Ten.
I mean, you got to think for LeVar Woods, though. He's been there since 2008. I'm looking at administrative assistant, linebackers coach special teams, tight end special teams, where he coached numerous first-round picks, and then also special teams coordinator and tight end. Right, so then he flipped him, or tight ends coach, now just special teams coordinator. Since 2008.
Parker got there in 99.
Had to explain to people. Yeah. You're not getting.
But I'm just saying.
Ferentz is not getting respect from me. They can win a national title. I'm not going to give him respect.
Well, I ain't gonna worry. I ain't never gonna win no national title, but you know, I can respect his. I can respect his hustle.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask. Yeah, you can ask me to respect him, but
I can respectfully kick your butt, and that's what we need to do. Give you all the respect in the world while we're going down to Iowa City and just break you off.
Yes, get him, Jay Foreman.
Yeah, yeah. So
get him.
Yeah, get you with the ghost of Mark Whipple.
Sitting in the.
Remember, he was sitting there, didn't even dap up with the players. He's like, yeah, Mark Whipple's like, yeah, I'll be on this flight tomorrow to Phoenix.
When in your crib, took the trophy.
Yeah, Mark Whipple said, listen, I got a broke leg and everything, but I'm going to be in Phoenix tomorrow, though.
Celebrated at your house.
Good job, guys. Send everybody a text message. I'll see you later. Nice working with you. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Jay Forbert, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.